Sybil.
A hump day. Good morning to you, Skipperoo.
Yes, guess what day it is.
That's right.
And hey, Sybil, look who it is.
Look who it is.
It's Dominique.
What's going on, Skippy Steve? Skippy Steve, good morning. How y'all doing?
I am really feeling good because I love being in the midst of all this lady power in the room. I meant in the structure. Lady power in the structure. Gotta be,
right,
be more bougie with it. Hey, Sib got a little bougie on us last night.
I did not get bougie on you. Somewhat, Sib. Well,
on,
you know what? It's always a tremendous honor, and last night was no exception. Going to the White House Christmas party last night and having an opportunity to meet a lot of our colleagues, and as well as the highlight was being able to take a picture with the president and the first lady. And during the photograph session, the president, as he greeted me, said, "Oh, you changed your hair.
Wow.
It looks cute."
Okay. Yeah, that's a compliment, Steve.
Yeah,
yes,
compliment.
Yes.
Wait, Dominique.
All compliment.
Hold on, Dominique. I tell Sybil that just about every day, how cute her hair looks. I don't get that kind of response from her.
So you're not the leader
she
of the free world.
She feels the same way, Skip.
Oh,
she
does.
Just doesn't express it the same. You know, but in her heart, she feels it. But, you know, when it's the big chief, she has it.
And
really
when it is the president of these United States is very nice. And he looks great. The first lady looks wonderful. And they were in great spirits. And this is, you know, this is one of, what, a dozen Christmas parties that they have over the holiday season. And so, and they stand there very graciously as we, you know, work our way through the line. And it was just a really wonderful time. Reverend Al was amongst those who were there, and the Black Eagle, Joe Madison, was there, and one of my all-time favorites, Gwen Ifill from PBS, and just of course his Highness, and that would be Roland Martin in the house last night. And so it was just a really great time. TV, radio people, and it was fun.
It was
a lot of fun. Yeah,
that would be.
It's a tremendous honor. It really is.
It'd be a life changing event for me to be up in the.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the really cool thing, Skip, is that to see parents who are there, you know, who you see every day on television or, you know, on all the news shows and what have you, and how they are just so excited because they're bringing their children there for the first time. To meet the president. And our great Michael Cotman sent out a picture of him taking his daughter to the White House, who is a senior in high school. And it's just really special when you take your children and you're able to introduce them to the president of the United States. And it is it's very, very special. Do not under any circumstances consider this something that you take lightly. It is a tremendous, tremendous event and opportunity to have a great time, not only, but also to speak and to take a picture with the president and the first lady.
And especially when he tells you have cute hair.
And my hair is
it
cute.
Makes it even better.
Yeah. And the first lady's like, he notices stuff like that. I was like, well, good. Thank you.
Did you have them?
That's how cool he is. You know?
He really is.
Did you have on that long gown?
No, it was a cocktail evening, business attire kind of cocktail evening.
Nothing tight.
It was a little, you know, took him out.
Did you give him a little shoulder or something? What you give him, see? It was the White House Christmas party. You had to give him a little swag. What you give? I know you look good, see? What did you give him, see?
I gave him a handshake and a hug. And a thank you for all that he does.
Other people there, other guys there.
Dom, it's not that kind of party.
You could turn it into that party on the low, see, with a wink or something, you know, a little thigh or something, you know.
You're so silly.
Glad you had a good time. Tom Joyner Morning Show, 6 past the hour.